This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The U.S. Senate is back to work today with a lot that piled up while senators were gone. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Congress is facing a possible government shutdown at the end of the month. So while the Senate starts to move government spending bills, it will also look to pass a continuing resolution. But it may be tough to get one through the Republican-controlled House, which doesn't return until next week. The Senate must also address a big backlog of military promotions due to Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's abortion protest. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State officials are working to place AmeriCorps volunteers with Colorado organizations. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Serve Colorado is accepting applications from nonprofits, universities, and local agencies. State officials are especially looking to place people in health care, including behavioral and mental health care, and green infrastructure that might include energy and water efficiency or solar installation programs. They're also targeting programs that advance racial equity. Serve Colorado, in particular, is seeking partners in rural and mountainous areas and low-income communities. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state is ramping up the legalization of psilocybin mushrooms and getting comments from the public starting today. At CPR.org, there are details on how you could join the meeting on Zoom, where the state is getting opinions on a lot of different topics. There are five of these meetings over the next few weeks. The first one is today, and there's more about it at CPR.org. It's mostly sunny across the metro area and along the Front Range. Highs right around 80 in Denver and Colorado Springs, then warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.